Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
I'm leaving, I can't handle this. Ooh.
Welcome to another sun-dried canned laughter podcast. Pasteurized to stay fresh for longer, it's Mark.
How do?
Less salt than the next leading brand, it's Steph.
It tastes like anchovies.
And packaged in a protective atmosphere, it's me, Simon. So I would ask how are you both doing, but Steph, I feel like you want to ask that question to me.
Simon?
Yeah?
Have you had a good day?
I've had a pretty good day.
Hey!
And party streamers come down, and fireworks go off, and
we did it,
happy.
Guys! We proved the theory! The first theory of the podcast!
The first? Or what theory what is going to come next?
I need to theorise. Give me some time. It's what I do for a living, so I have to... Well, I don't, but... Yeah.
You could do.
I thought you science.
I'll come up with something. What?
I thought you scienced for a living.
I do science for a living. Or in your case, I am a spy.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
What, you pretend
no,
to be a spy?
You know, this, when Steph first got his first interview for where he works, he had to go in and there's this big like chain linked fenced off complex and it was Nick Andlitz who came up with
well,
it. Wasn't
I was going to say that there's more to the story than this. The fact that we had a road trip to take me for an interview.
Well, because it was the middle of summer and like Liz was unemployed, I hadn't started my master's course yet, and I think Nick was probably just up for moral support, so we all decided to go for a road trip. And yeah, so the complex Steph works at looked very kind of secret headquarters-esque, and yeah, and from then we started to determine that he may be a spy, and that may be the job role he has. Because you were talking about like armed guards and stuff, weren't you?
We do have armed guards on site.
Yep, he's a spy.
What else was there? We had like a bunch of other reasons why you were a spy as well. I can't remember what they were now.
I don't know. You're the one that came up with them. Yeah, you tell me.
I'd forgotten about this whole spy theory until you just brought it up. So good luck trying to get anything out of me right now.
That's the entire point of a spy. I'll get it out of you one way or another. I'm 24, your ass. By which I mean mediocre acting and a plot that's overly complex.
And at least you can get kidnapped.
Yeah. There's one thing that always...
At some point.
One thing about 24 that always captivated me. And that was...
Yeah. Was it the men?
It was that thing that the clock did when it came back from an ad break. And I always wanted to recreate that by taking two glasses, filling them with slightly different amounts of water, and hitting them at certain times while also slamming two doors. Not that one, that last one, that went wrong. But yeah,
that's impressive.
I've always wanted to recreate that.
I'd have loved it. Like every time they came back from the ad break and they were showing like the four different scenes of what was going on, I was just like praying that at one point it just cuts to like President Palmer just like having a shit or something like that. And he was like, "Oh no, and,
like, get away."
I always used to do. It was really sad of me, but because it always cuts to one of the four scenes it shows you when it comes back from the ad break. I was always used to try and guess which one it would go to. It's like, is it going to be the terrorist? Is it going to be the president? Is it going to be Jack Bauer? Is it going to be CTU with the probably has a mole in it somewhere? And then just like, it's CTU, and I'm like, yeah, I got it right. Victory.
Trying to guess how they split up the different plot lines.
Yeah, pretty much kind of guess what order they're going to broadcast it in. It's like, we've not seen the terrorists on the boat in a while. Perhaps it's going to cut to the... Yes, it cut to them! I've still not watched the last series of 24, actually.
Neither
have
I.
I was going to watch it in... Because I watched, after much talk about doing it, I watched Series 7 in real time with my housemate at the time, Graham.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely convinced it started at 6 a.m. So we were up for like 10 to 6 and kind of like setting everything up in Graham's room and like getting ready to watch 24, and like we play the first episode and the 24 hour clock comes on and it ticks to 7 a.m. and the look he shot me was just like, you bastard. Like, I could have been asleep for another hour. So we just kind of potted around until 7 a.m. until we could officially start. I think we finished about 4 hours early and we had a 2-hour break in the middle because there were some people coming to view our house because we were moving out. This was in our third year, and so they kind of came for a house viewing. So we had to pause, clean the house, and then we managed to get back into 24. And it, yeah, it's really good actually watching it in real time.
Whoa. You cleaned? But you never clean.
Well, I say clean. I moved the mess. I hid the mess.
All right then. That's more like the mark I know.
In fact, I've been putting off cleaning my floor. I mean, I cleaned it at the weekend because it really needed doing.
Have you done your massive pile of washing yet?
I did, and then more has accumulated since the weekend, so I do need to do some. But it's nowhere near as bad as it was. I've got rid of the black mold that was in the blender.
Good.
However, I did buy some more bananas with the intention of making banana milkshake, so the black mold could return in 6 to 8 days.
It won't return if you clean out the blender when you're done.
Yeah, for God's sake, please do that.
Where would be the fun in that?
There's no fun in it anyway.
I'm growing cultures. I'm doing.
No, you're not.
It's a misplaced urge to have children. I must grow something.
Spores. I don't know. I don't like kids. I'm not a fan of kids. So even when I was
so you're gonna grow mold instead.
Yeah.
Put your mold in a pram. Take it to the park.
Even when I was a kid, I didn't like kids.
Yeah. They're just too childish.
Your face is too childish. I was going to say, you think they're too childish, yet you hang around with me. Mm. I am the most childish person.
Well, that's probably why I don't have the urge for kids, is because I have you. Like, hey, it's Steph, let's go for a rock
like
trains.
Your child.
Maybe I travelled, you know, through time to have sex with your mother.
Wow, oh, that took a while for you to get that in. I've been having sex with your mother for years.
And you didn't even have to travel through time to do it.
No. Just giving it away, what can I say?
A few bottles of wine, some candles, and so some Billy Joel.
All everything you need for time
Billy
travel.
Billy Joel. Mum really gets down, Billy Joel.
I'm hoping that it's just we didn't start the fire on loop.
Oh, what was the song that we put on when Liz was trying to pick up guys? It was an 80s song. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah,
we decided we were going to do the band while she was having sex, and
it was Michael Bolton, wasn't it? And you're going to
of
come
course
out
it was.
With, yeah, because you were going to come out doing the drums.
Yeah, in a headband with smoke machines, really shitty lighting.
Oh, good on Michael Bolton.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, it's a shame 80s music sucks balls.
Yeah.
Oh, man, don't say that. It's, 80s music is the greatest.
It depends. It was
it's
a very
greatest.
Mixed era.
It's a Futurama quote. Going back to what we were talking about before the podcast started.
It's a very shit era. I'm not going to lie. It's a terrible era.
It has its moments, but most of it is wank. I mean, I caught up with a friend when I was in London a few weeks ago, and struggling for stuff to do in like a 2-hour window before I had to get the train home, we basically went and bought chalk ices, and then after that we sat in a wine bar for a bit. And why
were you eating the chalk ices in the wine bar?
No, we finished the chalk ices first. We had chalk ices.
Yeah, they won't let you in without outside food. Come on.
Yeah, then we went to the wine bar.
That's my mistake.
And we just kind of sat in the corner with a small glass of wine each, and then fucking Spandau Ballet's True comes on the radio.
Oh,
and the whole thing is just, it's wonderful and depressing and horrible all at the same time. And it was ultimately very weird because there was one guy who kept walking backwards and forwards through the place, and he looked a lot like Skrillex. And there was some kind of party there that looked like everyone was quite smartly dressed enough for it to be a wedding reception, but not smartly dressed enough for it to be a wedding reception that anyone would actually care about. So that whole afternoon was quite a surreal experience.
Sorry, I still can't shake the image of you eating a chalk ice in a wine bar while listening to
And no, much is true.
Next half an hour of the Can Laughter podcast will be two people recounting 80s ballads. I've been Stefan Sipica. I'll see you in a week.
Turn around
every now and then.
Let's not do this.
No.
I was so hoping you would. I just go away. Like, well, I'm done for the week. Fuck you guys. Stefan is disconnected from the call.
No, we are not doing that. Let's... No. No, no, no.
No, no.
No.
Wait. No. No.
No.
No. No.
Please?
No.
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 Yeah. It's just devolving into children.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I'm not right. Doing it. I'm not doing it. Nope. No, no, let's actually not do that.
This is what happens when we don't have a book to go off of. It's just us. So some would say that this is the best kind of internet because it's the most honest.
Welcome to the No Show.
I call it unstructured.
Oh, there's a hole in my jeans.
Called a fly. Zip it up.
No, just in the...
I knew that zip was a down. I knew it!
No, just in my pocket. I'm just... Just playing around, love. Just, oh, there's a hole there.
Just playing around. You basically got a direct line to your penis, then.
No, it's... The pocket doesn't go that far.
What kind of crappy girl pockets do you have on your jeans?
They're pretty deep pockets. They just go down my leg rather than across my groin.
Okay.
Look, do I have to draw you a diagram or something?
No.
Okay.
Paint us a picture with your words.
Paint us a word picture.
Well, think of my jeans. From left to right, or right to left.
I really can't think of your jeans.
Picture my jeans. In the middle is the groin area. To the sides, where the legs go, are the pockets. The pockets go down. The groin goes down. They go down in parallel. They don't cross. So...
Don't cross the streams.
Yes. Cross the pockets, it'll be wankers cramp all over again.
My jeans are a proton pack.
I wondered why Bill Murray was wearing you on his back.
That would be an interesting spin-off, mind. Denim Ghostbusters.
Instead of Mr. Stay Puft, it's just like a giant pair of Levi's.
Instead of proton packs, they have sewing machines. They're out to attack bad stitching.
Unseamed hems.
Hem busters. Although that's more like dam busters. No, dam busters are the enemy. Or the hem busters are the enemy. Because they keep busting the hems and then... Murray, Aykroyd and the crew have to get out their sewing machines and fix it back up before Armageddon happens.
And at one point they can utter like the immortal line of "A stitch in time saves nine." It's like dramatic music and explosions happen.
It's probably the only time you could say that quote and deliver it, yeah. Michael Bay style and have it vaguely work. There aren't enough films about denim.
Would you want there to be more films about denim?
I'd like to see what would happen. I feel like it's a very unexplored niche of cinema.
Would it be like mashup films like denim documentaries or like romantic denim comedies?
Romantic denim comedies. Jim is a 23-year-old guy and he fancies the pants off this pair of pants.
Oh, Adam Sandler can play the lead. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, and we can have like Seth Rogen or someone as the voice of the jeans. Maybe get Angela Lansbury to guest star as the seamstress.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. And you know, she could do it Murder, She Wrote style, but like instead of a typewriter, it's a sewing machine. She like throws a swatch over her shoulder at the end.
Oh man, Murder, She Wrote was weird. I think I've only seen like one episode of it, but I remember it being all about sauce.
What?
Like tomato sauce. I guess it was a chef lady episode.
You'd be
episode.
Watching a really different...
In fairness, it could have been old terrestrial TV where the tuning was somewhere between, like, BBC Two and the Food Network.
Yeah.
In the same way when you had, like, old analog film cameras and you might accidentally expose one set of film twice.
Are you sure you didn't just, like, start watching Murder, She Wrote, fall asleep and then wake up about an hour later watching Ready, Steady, Cook?
It's quite possible. But I know the film one definitely happens because I somewhere have an iconic photo of a snowman playing Jenga. Because I had a picture of all of us playing Jenga, and then I rewound the film, didn't realise that it was used film and I shouldn't use it again, and then I took a picture of a snowman, and they happened to overexpose in just the right ways that it looks like the snowman is playing Jenga.
Oh, wow. Man, I have to see this photo, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'll
scan it later.
Yeah.
It's I could do with having a scan copy, really, because why would I keep physical photos? Why would I do that? That's what Philistines do. I have computers now.
I mean, who has a physical photo album anymore?
Well, I still have them. I just don't add to them.
Mm. I'd love it if you're, like, sitting down years from now with your child and, like, thumbing through the old photographs, and you suddenly get to about 2005 and your child goes, "Daddy, why aren't there any photos from 2005? And you go,
"Well,
that's
son,
when digital cameras were invented, son."
And then I had a hard drive crash. Apparently my accent changes when I get old and have kids.
Well, you become American.
Yeah.
I imagine a lot of things will change once you get old and have kids.
Is nationality necessarily one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you get to pick your nationality, or is it just kind of, it's like you wake up one morning like, "Oh, zut alors," and you're like, "Oh man, I'm French."
Oh, crapped out. Jesus.
No, I think it's more like you get sent a letter basically saying, "You have been allotted the following nationality. You have 28 days to appeal this decision." And, like, loads of people appeal the decision, so the success rate is pretty small.
Because you have to actually find your new nationality's embassy. Yeah. It's like, "I don't even know where Chris Blackistan is."
Chris Blackistan.
Chris Rockistan.
It's just a country that continually just shows reruns of it. Everybody hates Chris.
that's a terrible country. That's just a terrible country. That's almost as bad as the United Republic of 2.5 Men.
I wouldn't like to live there.
It's just two guys and a pair of dismembered legs.
Are they wearing denim jeans?
You know it.
Oh, dear me.
I kind of... Part of me wants to ask, whatever happened to Charlie Sheen? And the other part of me goes, no, wait, I don't care.
Well, let's find out. To the internet.
He had sex with a lot of hookers, took a lot of drugs, said some mean things to Chuck Lorre, and now has his own show on Comedy Central.
He has his own show on Comedy Central?
Yeah, it's based on the film Anger Management.
Why would they hire him?
Because of the publicity and... I don't know.
But...
It's one of those things that could go so right or so wrong.
Apparently, after its first season, they decided to rush it through syndication, so then they put, like... I don't know if they filmed them all, but they were planning on, like, doing the next 80 episodes in, like, the space of 2 years instead of four, just so it could get syndicated quicker and, like, be forever on the network.
Oh.
But I've never watched it. I mean, it didn't look very good. It seemed like, you know, yet another one of those shows where it's like, Charlie Sheen's a psychiatrist, but he's more mental than the patients he has.
Hilarity and
Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Hilarity and Sheen. Oh, God, that's just the worst.
I know.
We've covered this, I know, but I'm just stating it again for the fact it is the worst when you can just leave a space for hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something... I'm just looking now. There's a magical number with regards to syndication.
It's 100 episodes.
There's 100 episodes. It's 65 yeah. episodes for a whole bunch of cartoons. Because that...
All right,
because 65 episodes equals 13 weeks or 3 months of material to syndicate at one episode per weekday. So there's a whole list of cartoons here on TV Tropes that retired after 65 episodes. Give or take.
Such as?
Well, here's the list. Warning, this is a TV tropes list. Be careful when clicking on TV tropes, it sucks up all your time. But, I mean,
I'm aware of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so 100 Royal Dalmatians.
Pantomimes from Mars!
Yeah, that's
all. Wow.
Oh, I remember watching James Bond Jr. when I was a kid.
I gotta say, I've been listening to the old podcast, and you talk about shows, and I must have zoned out, because I don't remember a thing about those shows at all.
Which ones?
I don't know what they were. They're weird, obscure shows you guys have clearly watched at some point, which I...
What do you mean, like Secret Squirrel, or...?
Yeah, I don't know if you're just lying, or...
No. I don't know, Secret Squirrel's a thing.
I don't, you know. I just don't remember it ever being on. Maybe I went outside.
I think you did. That's probably where
that's
I went
wrong. It's a sad place to be.
Yeah, where Simon and I were the sickly, pale kids living indoors.
You still
watching.
Are the sickly, pale kids. You're the only ones that got that internet syphilis you were passing around.
Whoa. Mark had the internet syphilis. I didn't. I just had a cough.
You had internet gonorrhea. Much more easily cured.
I had a standard cough because I decided to not drink water properly in that instant. I was like, hey, you know what would be a great idea? Water, lungs, hello. That was just a one-time thing with bad timing. I didn't get Mark's internet syphilis.
You two will love each other.
Well, speaking of being, like, sickly white, like, I know that I'm fairly white, but I'm, you know, never thought I was that white. But
you look like a corpse.
There was the girl who did my hair.
A bloated corpse.
The girl who did my hair last time I had it cut, it was like so tanned. I was basically see-through next to her. I was that pale.
Damn Skippy.
Yeah. She was quite orange. And I was spectral white on the Dulux colour chart.
You were jasmine cream, were you?
I was eggshell.
Oh, he beat me to it. Oh, God. I'm still pretty white. I can't really get away from it.
I think my whiteness is broken up by the fact that I'm very freckly.
Yeah, you're very freckly.
I only need to be out in the sun for a little bit before my freckles sort of appear and hide my pastiness.
I've got a friend in Ireland who I was talking to on Twitter about a year before I met her. I stayed with her a couple of years ago along with a friend. And if I remember correctly, she once had to ask my friend if I was Jewish. Because
she saw your penis?
No, but she saw my nose. And my nose is kind of big.
You don't have a Jewish nose.
It's maybe not a Jewish nose. I think it's a Roman
nose.
Man,
that was racist.
Well, it's we're referring to the stereotype. Yeah. There is a stereotype of Jews having big noses. And stereotypes get under everyone's skin. It's just a thing that happens. It's why they're so prevalent. Anyway, that's the Guardian readers assuaged. And yeah, it's like in retrospect, I could be like, I was like, oh, I can see why you might think that. Huh. But of course, I'm not Jewish. Well, I say of course. It's not like it's particularly obvious that I'm not Jewish. But no, I'm not Jewish, and that's the long-winded conclusion that I was working up
everybody.
To. Stop the presses. Guy on the internet is not Jewish.
Just have some, like...
Quote-unquote funny man, Simon Harris is not Jewish.
I just see in my head now, like, this sooted child in Victorian England going, extra, extra, read all about it, Simon Harris is not Jewish.
You did say London right, because that was not an English accent.
No, I didn't say London. Victorian times.
All right, then. I will forgive you.
Well, that pretty much implies Britain, because Queen Victoria was not queen of the entire world.
She pretty much was.
Well,
she owned like a third of the earth at that point.
Well, yeah, most of it. Okay.
In as much as you can own dirt.
Hey, if she gets by getting people, it was hers.
By that logic, I'm not going to say that. We've already covered that crown.
Literally.
Yeah. Put a flag in it.
Yeah. Queen Victoria, queen
like
of all the
soil. If you like it, then you should
have
put a flag on it. If you like it, then you should have put a flag on it. Queen Victoria was a blind stealing bitch. What?
Well, but yeah, showing like America and India and Australia and
not America.
Or the ears.
Yeah.
Afrika.
Assyria.
Africa and yeah.
Well, she had Canada at the time, I presume.
Mongolia.
So, we still have Canada.
Yeah, Argentina. We do, sort of.
Regardless of what the French say. It's a 50-50 split.
Is that what French Canada is? It's just a tiny French resistance.
No, we don't want it anyway. It's a shit part of Canada. It might be. I have no idea. Simon, is that the shit part of Canada?
It's the French. It's the French part of Canada.
Is it the good part of Canada? We just don't want to admit it.
I think the French part of Canada is better than France. I think I could stretch that far. But if I do get to go to Montreal later this year, I'll let you know. But
are you going at all? Because I'm sure you should have gone by now.
Yeah, we moved it to August for reasons.
Secret sexy reasons?
Secret non-sexy reasons.
Oh.
That's less interesting.
Yeah. Although... Well,
now I just want to know the secret. What's the secret? What's the secret reason? Tell me the secret reason. I want to know the secret reason. Tell me.
You want to know? You really want to know? Secret sexy reason?
I do want to know the secret sexy reason.
I couldn't afford it.
That is neither secret nor sexy.
Oh no.
I have been gypped.
Well, you shouldn't trust a guy on the internet.
I call shenanigans.
Candy. Damn it, Mark. That is my shtick. That's the second podcast you've been taking my shit.
I've been saying I call shenanigans for years.
I'm gonna knock up your mum just to get back at you.
It's like
I really wish I knew where I got that from, because I think I've stolen it from somewhere.
You stole it from me.
I've seen it loads of places.
You should have stolen it from me, because I spent an entire year seeing it, and I got it from a Loading Ready Run sketch.
Oh, I definitely didn't get it from there.
Well, no, that's why you got it from me.
I've been saying shenanigans since before I knew you.
No, you haven't.
I call shenanigans on that.
You can't call shenanigans on shenanigans.
I can.
Stop saying shenanigans. The world was such.
Quiet with your shenanigans, Simon. I'll shenanigate you. See, it's negate and shenanigans put into one.
Shenanigate.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little hyper today. I think I've had too much to drink. Not alcohol-wise. I'm drinking squash and peppermint tea alternately. Maybe it's having a weird effect.
You think it's a sugar high?
Maybe.
I don't think so. It's sugar-free squash. I think it's just a liquid high.
An aspartame high?
But entirely possible.
Artificial sweetener high?
That's what I just said.
Sweet Valley High?
Sweet Valley.
That's a reference not many people are going to get.
Wow. If you were born after the 1980s, shame on you.
No, it was like a teen BBC, CBBC like drama thing in like 1994 or something like that.
If you were born after 1994, shame on you. And like Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Man, I remember those days.
Oh god, that's gone back a bit.
That is.
Yeah, it is.
I was more of a Clarissa guy than a Sabrina guy.
Name that actress.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Booyah. She had some nasty ass pictures taken of her.
Like doing what?
They're sexy things.
Oh.
This is entirely slander. These could have been fake. I haven't looked them up since. I'm trusting my teenage memories, which admittedly were very heavily porn focused.
Very biased.
Was it with that guy who used to climb through a window on a ladder? I never trusted him.
He just puts a ladder up against the window. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, that's breaking and entering.
Oh, kick your ass. She owns a candy shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's cool, man.
I guess of all the things for you could do if you're Melissa Joan Hart after Sabrina, owning a candy shop is not so bad.
Oh, it's called Sweethearts. That's really cool. Let's go to California and go to Sweethearts. Oh, it's closed.
Oh, very similar. Very similarly. You remember Kel from Keenan and Kel?
Oh, but it's been reopened.
Yeah, with his orange soda fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The actor, who is also called Kel, currently owns... Oh, where is it?
Half of India. Like the Queen Victoria of modern
times. Yeah, he put his flag down in India and now he owns it.
I know a guy who did that once.
What, put his flag down in India and owned it?
Yeah, he's a father now.
Oh shit, I saw this the other day.
Sex joke.
Unless it was... It could have been Wikipedia vandalism. It could have been complete lies.
When has Wikipedia ever been vandalised and wrong?
All the time. Yeah, it's been changed. I think it was fake, but it basically said that Kel owned... along with his brother, owned all the Wendy's in Lower Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Keenan Thompson? Because he's, you know, minted.
And also quite rotund.
Yeah.
But no, he... all I know about him is he's currently working on SNL.
He's been working on SNL for years.
Mm.
2003, I want to say.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, fairly sure. Yeah, it's been something like that, yeah. 2003, 2002. Because I'm fairly sure, as of last year, he was 10 years in the cast.
Really? Wow.
Because it tied in with Tim Meadows.
All right.
I don't know. The article that Wikipedia article used to cite says that's the case.
But, comedy nerd.
But it may or may not be true. I don't know. I kind of hope it's true.
Madame Noir.
It calls itself a Black Women's Lifestyle Guide magazine. So, it wouldn't have been my first port of call for any kind of news.
Really? Because it strikes me as your first port of call.
But I am not black or a women's.
Or a women's?
Or a women's. It's that's two reasons why.
Magazine.
I can't say I'm a regular purveyor of Black Women's Lifestyle Guide magazines or websites.
What was the... this is a question for you, seeing if you remember Keenan and Kel. What happened in the first episode of Keenan and Kel? And what is the most memorable line in that thing?
Oh, I can't remember.
Other than orange soda.
No idea. I remember bits of Keenan and Kel. I don't remember.
I put the screw in the tuna.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that line.
I put the screw
in the tuna.
In the tuna.
Oh, that was. I can't even remember the context, but it's still funny.
I just dropped a screw in a can of tuna, and the guy ate it and started choking. And then I think they sued the tuna company. It all came out in the end. He couldn't deal with the pressure, even though they were going to get like $1 million or something.
See, the one I remember most is where Keenan's working at the grocery store and the old lady comes in and it's the whole Washington Red Delicious Apples bit. It's like, young man, where are these apples from? And he's like, they're from Washington, man. And it's like, and what color would you say these apples are? It's like, they're red. And would you say they're tasty apples? It's like, well, they're delicious apples, man. And it just kind of goes on and on and on until he just like starts throwing apples at her, screaming, "They're Washington Red Delicious Apples!"
Man, we watched some shit when we were teenagers. Do you remember Sister Sister?
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember that.
That sounds familiar. What was it about? Jog my memory.
It was about twin sisters separated at birth that met each other in a mall, and then one of their mums moved in with the other girl's dad.
I do remember that, yeah. I've just seen the DVD cover for it. Do you remember Smart Guy?
Tyr and Tamera, that's who it was. Jesus.
Oh, God,
wow.
That's definitely gone back.
Shocking. That's shocking. Look at the picture on Wikipedia. That just screams 90s to me.
But denim and dysfunctional family involving finger pointing.
And horrific colours. It's just like, wow.
Oh, God. Yeah, tartan? Really? Tartan and denim. I mean, I'm no fashion expert. You guys are that saying, but
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm not a fashion expert, but I may not be a fashion expert, but I know what I hate, and I hate that.
Oh, that's, Tia played a character called Tia, and Tamara played a character called Tamara. Wow, how much.
They were twins, they were actual twins in real life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who would have thought it?
Actually, I have an interesting story about kind of characters who get named after the actor. Because I've always wondered, like, in some instances, why they do that. Like, or if it's just, like, a coincidence that, you know, that Creed Bratton plays a character called Creed on The Office, if that's just, like, a coincidence, or if they just, like, let's just call you Creed. But I was watching this on Graham Norton's show a while ago, and they had Will Smith on, and he was talking about how he was talking with Alfonso, the guy who played Carlton, and Carlton was basically telling Will Smith, like, you've got to make sure your character's name is going to be awesome, because that is what people are going to call you for the rest of your life, because obviously this was, you know, still early 90s, and this was like his breakthrough show, and he was like, well, if that's the case, then I'm going to call myself Will Smith. And now if you look at it, it's like, well, yeah, it's Will. And then, it's Carlton! It's like, no one knows his real name. He's Carlton from The Fresh Prince. So I just love the fact that Alfonso Ribeiro shot himself in the foot there by calling his character Carlton.
Yep.
But yeah, I do often wonder, like how, if they just do it out of it just being easy to name the character after the actor, or if the writers write the character called, like, Brian, and then it just so happens they get a Brian in to...
No, I don't think it's ever that easy. I think it just happens afterwards. The guys in charge will say, well, we can't call him Brian, we'll call him this.
I'm looking at the backstory of The Fresh Prince on Wikipedia, and it says, Will Smith was a popular and successful rapper during the late 1980s, but because he spent his money uncontrollably and grossly underpaid his income taxes, the IRS assessed him a penalty of $2.8 million.
Wow.
The agency had subsequently seized a lot of his belongings and garnished his income. This almost caused Smith to go bankrupt when in 1990 he was approached by the television network NBC, who signed him onto a contract and created a sitcom focused on him. So The Fresh Prince was apparently created so Will Smith could pay off his debt.
Well, there are worse ways to do it.
I think it more than managed.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
He's an almost successful film actor.
And it's got this theme tune that, like, everyone knows. Like, I bet there's, like, not a single person on this earth who doesn't know the theme tune to Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
This is the point where we sing the theme tune to Fresh Prince, isn't it?
Skype's going to ruin the sync of it, but we can try.
We can do it if you want.
I'm not saying I want to, I'm just saying this would, on form for this episode, this would be when you two burst into song and I despair.
Do you want to, Simon?
Not really.
Oh. A little bit disappointed.
Well, I can't theorise that anymore. Damn it.
Oh, I want to watch Keenan and Kel now.
Well, how long are we doing this for? 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you guys wanted to do another... expansion pack.
Oh, no. No. No.
Really?
Well, we did one last week, and I've pretty much done nothing new.
Okay. That's a shame.
Screw you. Steph and I can do the spoiler cast for Bioshock.
Yeah, that actually, no, that's not a bad chat, actually. We can do half an hour spoiler cast.
Yeah.
All right, you do that. I will have no part in it.
And I'll give it a go editing it on Premiere as well and see how I get on with that.
Well, we don't have any deadline to put that up.
No, that's true.
No, I will not be listening to that because I would like to play. I would like to play Bioshock Infinite when I'm done with Bioshock 1.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't really play 2.
Yeah, you might as well skip 2.
I was going to ask.
It's okay, but when you finish Bioshock 1, you'll understand why they didn't need to make 2 at all.
Okay.
I can see the premise of where they're coming from, but it's just, it wasn't done well.
No, because Irrational Games didn't make it. It was done by 2K Marin.
Yeah, which is just irritating.
Yeah.
Anyway, guy. Anyway, this is talk for another time.
Yeah. Should we wrap things up there then, or are we?
I don't really have much else to say.
Yeah.
It's been good though. I like this not thing. I think we've got some good. Comedy.
They're good episodes to have every now and then.
They're talking about sister.
Shut up, man. No, I was listening to the Nerdist podcast earlier. This is don't put this in because we're plugging another podcast, but they, it was the YouTube Idols one, so it had like Harvey Morenstein on it, Hannah Hart, and David Grace. And it was they're talking about how the internet mainly needs, they need a schedule, and they also need you to be honest, so the best things happen when you're just being completely yourselves.
Yeah.
So that's why I sort of like said that earlier, because I thought it was a good, right, good premise.
I might listen to that if it's got Hannah Hart on.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Oh, isn't she magical?
fucking My Drunk Kitchen.
I love Hannah Hart. It's fantastic.
I know. I want to get drunk and cook things.
I gave money to Kickstarter in the vague hope that she might come to England, and I was like, I would travel to go and see, just to get something signed. I would buy a carrot onesie and get it signed by Hannah Hart.
I think Matt donated to that as well.
Yeah. All right.
He'd be off that. Anyway.
Do you not, have you not seen much of her, Mark?
No. I think you...
Have you seen My Drunk Kitchen?
Did you show me the one when she was making the pizza?
It's a good one to start with.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Someone showed me the one where she's drinking red wine and making a pizza.
Yeah.
And then she just ends up eating the cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
make two pizzas, Hannah. Fuck you, bag. Glorious.
I loved her her silent movie of her putting up the... not silent movie, the overdub movie of her putting up the curtain.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I should watch them. Actually, speaking of awesome YouTube videos, I think I've watched them. I've definitely watched them with Steph. I don't know if I've watched them with you, Simon. I've told you about them. But the Thin Wall Challenge.
Yeah, you've shown me that.
Oh, yeah.
I did show you those, yeah. I've not watched it in a while, so I don't know if he's done any more. I think I got to about episode 16. Because that was when about episode 10, he started to get his housemate involved. And they did challenges together, which was quite funny. But I need to go back to that, because some of them are just so funny. Like, my favourite one still is the one titled Lemon Party, where he has to bob for 10 lemons before the people next door finish having sex. And it's just terrible, because his punishment is he's got to eat a spoonful of, I can't remember what it is now, it's a bad tasting substance. So obviously he fails, like he does most weeks, and puts the spoonful of whatever it is in his mouth. And it tastes so bad, he just dunks his head back in the bucket of lemon water to try and get rid of the taste of it. And as he comes up for air, it's just like, the lemon water did nothing.
Oh my god. The latest Hannah Hart has Chris Hardwick on it.
Really?
He's the man I associate with everything internet. And Nerdist. He's so wonderful. Anyway, I'll watch that in a minute. Yeah. I wanted to point out, I don't know what I was listening to the other day. No, I know what it was. I was listening to the Nerdist podcast, and I was looking at the character archetypes in it, because there are three guys that do it. Mainly there's Chris Hardwick, Jonah Ray, and Matt Myra.
Yeah.
And those three just remind me of us so much.
Really?
Yeah, because Chris Hardwick is like the nice guy who doesn't want to say anything. Jonah Ray is just a complete and utter dick. And Matt Myra is really sweet, but he comes out with some inappropriate stuff. And it's always either racist or overly sexual. So it's like he refers to Jonah Ray as his fans as Jonah Rapists. Like, you can see all the flack on the comments. Like, how can you make light of this? And Hardwick's going, don't do it, you idiot. You're getting us in trouble.
See, until you named number three, I thought, yeah, I'm clearly the nice guy in this podcast. And it's, nope, I'm the simple, inappropriate one.
So which one would I be?
I just associate that Simon being the nice one. I don't know what it is. I don't really hear him say a bad word.
Mm.
I need to go back and listen to them to confirm. Maybe there are two Matt Myers and no Chris Hardwicks in this. Maybe we're just assholes. Can we just call this the asshole podcast? Wholecast.
Sphinctercast.
Anyway, let's call it there. I really need to wee.
All right.
And we've got to do, if we're going to do this spoiler cast, I need to do it soonish.
Sure, we can crack on with that soon. Do you want to do the outro, Simon?
Oh, fuck, I didn't write an outro. You have reached the dregs of another Canned Laughter podcast. Gone off because someone left the lid off, it's Mark.
Bye.
Found to contain an unhealthy dose of citric acid, Steph.
Still saltier than the average bear.
And pulled off shelves due to an E. coli infection, it's been me, Simon. Goodbye.
Arabella of Prince, the as throw my on to sit. There finally was I kingdom, my at looked. Later, you smell homes, yo. Cabby to yield I and I. 8 or 7, about house. 8 to up pulled I. Air, bell to homes, yo. It forget, nah, thought I but. Rare was cab, this that say could I anything if. Mirror the in dice I had and fresh. Said plate license. The near came it when and cab for a whistled eye. Air bell in uncle and auntie. You're with moving. You're said and scared. Gone mom my and fight little one in got eye. Neighborhood my in trouble making started. Good no two up were they. Guys of couple a when. School the of outside ball be some shooting all and. Cool all relaxing, maxing, out chilling. Days my of most spent I were playground on the. Raised and born Philadelphia West End. Air bell called town A of Prince. The became I how you tell I'll. There right sit just minute. A take to like I'd and. Down upside turned flipped got life my. How about all story thee is this now.
I just got back. Has Mark had a stroke?